And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup radio network and app. And we're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the landings, a beautiful place. And if you missed the first part of the show, Pete and Rick are both on their way to Kingfisher, an awesome week of fishing up there and having a great time doing that. But it's Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle in here in studio with myself, and we're having a great time.
We're having a great morning here. Absolutely. Talking some fishing, looking at some boats. And
just good times, man. It's like things opening up and loosening. And,
yes.
And some great fishing to be had, like we were talking about calico bass to bluefin. And you were, I mean, you mentioned the halibut thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, that both in the bay and in all the traditional spots, you know, you never know with the halibut if it's going to be good or not. And with all these guys fishing bluefin and yellowtail, calicos, you know, you wouldn't think a lot of guys would be targeting that. But a lot of guys have been targeting that halibut, and it's been really good.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite ways to get them is in the surf.
Yep.
And I know we've got a guy on hold to conclude the fish report.
I think so.
Mr. Gundy Gunderson, good morning.
Hey, Corey and Doug, what's up? It's funny you mentioned halibut because I got a zinger for you this week.
Big We're ready. Giant.
We'll start up north here and we'll work our way towards it. Very good fishing on many different fronts. Good halibut action, like you said, lots of croakers, corbina, bass, opali. A lot of white sea bass in the mix, sargo, sharks, rays, all in the report this week. Of course, we got warming water, lots of sand crabs showing on the beach, you know, and we've had a series of these grunion runs, and that always boosts things up. And like I said, we have another giant halibut in the report. We'll start with hook, line, sinker. They reported good halibut action off Goleta Beach, and this has been a hot spot for several weeks now. Lots of bait in there, the grunion run on that beach, so it just makes it one of the better spots. Most anglers hooking multiple fish in a session, plenty of legals, a lot in that, you know, 18 to 30-inch range, topped by a 32-inch fish this week, flash minnows, 4-inch swim baits working well there, but cut anchovy and sardine also very good, and the cut bait bite has been very good overall up and down the coast. Still a mix of those short to legal white sea bass off Campus Point up there. Wiley's reported good mixed bag fishing. Halibut have been the top target. A cut half piece of sardine is what's working for those guys, or a trapped rig anchovy. On the reef beaches, a mix of calico bass, sand bass, yellowfin croaker, sargo, opali, shrimp, squid, mussels been the top bait there in the reef. Big fish reported good corvina action off Seal Beach, Dog Beach, Sunset Beach. Bloodworms and sand crabs have been the best. Most of the fish in that, you know, 1.5 to 3 pound range, a few kickers in there. And also that spot fin bite still going strong. And then Catch 'em Tackle reported a monster halibut taken right near the wedge there. I believe it was off that little pier that faces into the main channel of the of Newport Harbor. And what's neat about Newport Harbor is that canyon's right outside. So you always get some bigger sized fish that'll move in there in the spring. And one angler was fishing a trap rigged whole sardine, took a 48 inch fish, estimated, he didn't weigh it, but it was estimated around 40 pounds. That
wow.
is just a giant halibut from the shoreline.
That's
and,
a monster.
Like
That's a good one.
Yeah, like I said, that harbor mouth, you know, and we had that 24 pounder there near the Shelter Island Pier, what was that, a couple weeks ago by a shore fisherman.
Yeah.
So really good action. 5-pound spot fin, 5-pound, 8-ounce spot fin leads the Croaker Derby there in Oceanside, and then they're finding good corbina fishing. And they had in the lagoon a 37-inch, 20-pound halibut. So, like you guys said, it is phenomenal fishing right now. And it's really worth focusing on those halibut because there is just a lot of big hens around right now. Good
Yeah,
condition.
And that's truly one of my passions, Gundy. I mean, it's, you know, calico bass is my number one, but man, when you start talking halibut in the shallows, it's that's a lot of fun. And even if they're just legal, a 5-pounder, 6-pounder, up to 12 pounds seems to be like a common, decent one from the surf or shallows. And man, it doesn't get any more fun than that. Whether you're a jerkbait fisherman or a slug or a swimbait guy, it's just a fun deal to be had.
It is, and you just don't know what you're going to hang, you know. And if you're there in the right place at the right time, double digits is always in the mix, you know what I mean?
Right, and the chances at a local striper, I mean, a striper fishing from San Diego to Santa Barbara has been crazy good the last 6 or 8 years, you know.
you're right about that. The orange mouth, too, I didn't even mention that, but one of the kids had up there in Oceanside, had an 8-pound orange mouth, Corvina, and that was in the lagoons, you know. And those guys, what they like to do is throw, and I know some guys do that in San Diego Bay. Doug could probably tell you about this, but those fish come up at night under the lights, those orange mouth, and they use little topwater like Zara puppies or little pop R's, things like that, you know, Ricos. And boy, you can take a nice fish in the evening there. That's just another little fishery to focus on, but stick with that halibut fishing, you know. And I tell the guys, cover water, cover ground, and you're going to get your bites. You know, it's one of those things where you work at it, and you're going to get your bites.
And it's crazy, too, because you're throwing a baitfish pattern and trying to mimic grunion and that kind of thing, but you'd be surprised at how that one-pound-plus perch, how they're trying to eat the grunion, too, man. They'll eat your offering, like, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Everything for that matter. You know, there's, you know, those guys, we have a few guys in Dana who make those grunion during the grunion run and then take them home and freeze them. And whether you're on your boat or fishing off the jetty, a fresh dead grunion is always dynamite. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Hey, Gundy. I love your report every week. It's something I look forward to, and a lot of the listeners do too. I hear it from a lot of guys, so we appreciate your contribution, Gundy.
I love doing it, and I like hearing the guys finding success. That makes it all worthwhile.
That's what it's all about. Thank you very much, Gundy, our surf fishing guru, and we're going to jump into it. The callers have been waiting very patiently, Doug. Let's talk to Doug, our good friend from Montebello.
Doug, wow, you've got a good name there, buddy.
Welcome to the
show. Yeah, you got a better name there, Doug.
Wow.
Yeah, my question's for Doug. On the hooks, I heard them often, they said they get straightened out. So two things, what happened, and then why the hooks straightened out?
Well, you know, the way the fishing's been here, really the last couple of years, we've had smaller bait, the bluefin get kind of finicky, they're big fish, you know, you've got to fish them on, you know, at least like 40-pound test, like we were saying, so you're pulling pretty hard. And, if you go with a hook that's too thin wire, it's not necessarily going to straighten, but if the point goes into a bone or cartilage or something like that, it'll leverage the hook. And a lot of times it'll happen, you know, right when you're deep color, there's not a lot of stretch in your line, straight up and down, and you're pulling a little harder to try to get it to gaff. And, it's a pretty rare occurrence, but it does happen. So it's a trade-off. You know, do I go with the lighter hook and the lighter line to get the bite, but then do I risk losing the fish to a straightened hook or a broken leader or something like that? Or do I try to get away with a little beefier hook and a little heavier line? Maybe I don't get as many bites, but the ones I get, I have a better chance to get it to the boat. But it's not a common occurrence, but, you know, if you hook the fish just right to where the hook gets leveraged and you're pulling hard, you know, you can straighten a hook.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. You pretty much hit it on the head, Doug. I mean,
yep,
you gave
it's fishing. You're always going to have something weird happen.
And there's variables.
You go fishing and, the scenario where you had everything goes wrong, you have the wrong gear for the fish you hooked, and you know, you've gotten a tangle with 18 guys, and, you know.
But that's why you come in for the landing before your trip.
You miss the gaff 4 times, and you still get the fish. And then the one where you have everything perfect, and then the fish gets off. I mean, it's just fishing.
But you come in and see the boys, and that's they're there to set you up proper and at least tell you that you're on the right path or not, you know.
Yeah, if you're in the envelope of the proper stuff, you know, and you hook one, at least it gives you a chance. But
absolutely,
weird stuff happens in fishing, and go, you know, just go with it.
Right. I mean, that's kind
fish
of
story.
That's part of the enjoyments of it all, truly, the unknown and the
yeah.
things that happen.
So
you know?
Take your straightened hook and you keep it in your wallet and you show everybody, look at that, it was a 400-pound tuna.
There
you
it
know?
Is, yeah.
Got
it's
a
good
fish
one,
story.
Absolutely. Hey, Doug, thanks for joining us this morning. Let's talk to Roy. Roy Cohn from San Diego. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing
morning,
well.
Roy. How are you?
Good. Question. I don't know if I'm in a dilemma or not, but I have the old Corrado 300EJ that used for
nice.
Calico fishing and whatever else like that.
Yeah.
But now with the Tranks, it's been out for a while and stuff like that, and that, you know, the little bug is saying, maybe you should get the new one and stuff like that. Can you kind of tell me, is, you know, I know they're both great reels and stuff like that. But what's the advantage, I guess, of the Tranks, or should I stick with the old
or the differences?
EJ?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That EJ was a great reel. I still have a couple of them. They were designed specifically with a unique gear ratio to fish those wax wing lures for calicos and occasional yellowtail. I believe it was 6.9. And so the one difference you're going to notice right out of the chute is that you've got like a 7.3 gear ratio on the Tranks HG reel, and they offer, you know, a couple different configurations, but basically, like anything, the technology has just upgraded in the gearing, so your gears are going to be more efficient, you get better cranking power, your casting is probably going to be a little bit more efficient, you know, you're going to get a great free spool, but you've still got the centrifugal brakes that you can put on. You know, upgraded bearings. It's kind of a similar configuration with the power handle and the size and the shape of the reel. But the Tranks also has less corrosion issues than previous reels, just technologies that they've figured out over the years. So as much as I love my EJ, and I'm embarrassed to tell you what I use it for, but I have 50-pound Spectra on my old EJ, and it's on a 80 MH Therese wax wing rod, and I fly the kite with my grandkids with that reel now. So.
Right, exactly, right.
So it's still in service, but no, I'm a Tranks man all the way.
Right, exactly. And from my angle, I mean, there's such a big difference between the green EJs
yep.
and the new Tranks. They're
yep.
gearing, the efficient gearing.
It's just amazing.
Is
yeah.
way, way different. I mean, it is such a buttery smooth.
Yep.
Deal with the Tranks, whether it's a 200, to put that kind of cranking power, which
yep.
into a 200 size reel, even if it's a 300 size for you, Roy, it's they're amazing reels, well worth the investment.
Yeah,
for
the
sure.
300 would replace your EJ and get the one with the power handle if you're looking to maybe fight some game fish like small yellows and stuff, or you can get the, you know, the paddle handle if you're just doing straight calicos on plastics. But yeah, I'm at some point, you got to pull the trigger on Tranks. You'll never regret it.
Yeah, you won't. trust me on that one, Roy. You can hunt me down if you have any regrets on that one. We appreciate your call today, Roy. All right. Hey, let's jump into it. Let's talk to our FishDope.com captain, Mr. Captain Dave Hansen, with your Saltwater Guide report. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Doug. Good morning, Corey. Thanks for having me this morning.
Morning.
Hey, gang. The fish are biting. We know that. They're biting all over the place. Brian Woolley pretty much summed it up. What I want to talk about something, and this is super duper important, and I don't like to spread a lot of negativity, but this AB 3030, gang, we've got to stand up. It's going to be like the MLPA on steroids, and those of you that like to fish freshwater, largemouth bass, the trout streams up and down California, they're going after the water. They're going after it, and this one almost snuck by us. I didn't even know. I got informed by Wayne a couple days ago when I did that CCA live broadcast on Facebook, and then I started reading into it, Corey and Doug. This is very, very scary. They're trying to sneak this one in. And if it happens, they're going to close 30% of the water, not only the ocean. They're going after the ocean, don't get me wrong, but they're going after the fresh water also. If you guys want to know what I'm talking about, go to ccacalifornia.org. The minute you get on the CCA website, it's right there on the front page. This is hot. We need to let them know we don't agree with this. There's a phone number. There's an address to send your letters. But, gang, if you didn't like the MLP when it happened, you're really not going to like this. And they're trying to sneak it in with all this stuff, chaos that's going on in the world today. So I'm just trying to make everyone aware. I do a live broadcast every day on Facebook and Instagram talking about AB 3030. It's super important. I've taken enough time on this show, but fish are biting, but we got to get out in front of this AB 3030. I don't know anybody that agrees with it in our industry. Thanks for giving me a few minutes.
That's crazy, Dave. It really is. And, I mean, we're so thankful to have Wayne with CCA on our side, and like you're saying, just – log on and check it out, because it's, I mean, that's what's the percentage of the MLPAs now, like 4 or 6%? Or, I mean, it's a pretty small number. I know Wayne could give
correct
it to us. But to have 30%,
yeah,
you know, that's something that we definitely have to be on top of, and that this AB 3030 is in the gun sights right now.
Absolutely, and it's going to come into effect by 2030. So if we don't jump on this right now, gang, they're going to slide this in while all this chaos is going on, and we almost missed it, Corey. I didn't even know, and I'm trying to make everyone aware. So get out there, gang, write a letter, make a phone call, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. YourSaltwaterGuide.com. You can find me on the internet. I'm just trying to help everybody catch fish in California.
Hey, and I know you always offer us all the great offshore and inshore reports, whether it's white sea bass or bluefin tuna, and you can find all that on fishdope.com. And if you want to join up this week, sign up with a hookup now. Use a lowercase, no space, and you get $20 off on that. And, Dave, we appreciate your input.
All right, guys, thanks. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Thanks.
Okay, your saltwaterguide.com. All right, great. Let's jump back into it. I know the lines are absolutely packed up, and they want to talk to you, Doug.
Nice.
And we're having a great time doing it. Let's talk to Tom. Tom calling from San Diego. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Tom. Okay, let's see. He
we lost
hung
one.
Up. Yeah, how about Dylan? Dylan from Lake Forest. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dylan. Welcome
to Doug,
Let's Talk
I wanted
Hookup.
To ask you a question.
Sure.
What's your favorite fish to catch? And also for the sinker rig, are you using like a bigger hook or a smaller hook?
I'll answer the sinker rig question first. Just like with any fishing, you know, you can roll up on a certain school of fish and they're behaving a certain way, and then the next school's, you know, less or more finicky, whatever. But if you're fly lining on the surface, you've probably got to go to a slightly smaller hook. But if you're sinker rigging, you can get away with a slightly larger hook and maybe even go up one size of line test. So I would say for the sinker rig, right now, the fish are responding to 50 and maybe even 60-pound test. If you're talking about that owner Nautilus-style hook, it's probably going to be a 2-0 or a 3-0. If you're talking about an owner, I mean, a 4, a 2, a 1, maybe a 1-0, something like that. But let's say that you have to use a size 2 on the surface. You might get away with a 1 or even a 1-0 when you're sinker rigging. So you just have to, I mean, and there's no real rhyme or reason or scientific method. I mean, somebody could drop down a 4-0 hook and 80-pound and get a bite, and then the next guy could drop down a size 4 hook and 20-pound test and never get a bite. It's just
the way it goes sometimes.
But you got to pay attention to conditions as they change and what's going on currently. So three guys all of a sudden, you know, are hooking fish on 60-pound and a 1-0 hook, you know, probably go up to that. As far as my favorite kind of fish to catch, that's really hard, but certainly surface iron yellowtail, especially big ones when they're available. That's probably my wheelhouse. As much as I haven't been able to do it, I do have a love of marlin fishing from a skiff, a small boat. My dad and I did a lot of that. He always had smaller boats, and so that's just kind of was ingrained in me, and we just haven't had those fish available the last few years, but I do love that. And But I just like fishing. I mean, I can literally go out in the bay and catch some spotties or some sand bass and have a great time, or I can go tuna fishing, throw on a popper, throw on a jig,
the very next day,
and you know, be just no more, no less happy. And more you start realizing it's the time on the water, it's nature,
it's
the things you see.
Yes.
Whether it be, you know, a nice osprey in the bay or a nice blue whale offshore, you know, the things that you don't associate with, you know, catching a limit of bluefin or a, you know, limit of this, or, you know, how many did we catch or how big was it? It's all that extraneous stuff that makes the experience. And then, of course, the fish is the cherry on top. So, anyway, that's Doug's fishing in a nutshell.
No, that's definitely some good stuff. And,
yeah.
And I'm just like you, Doug. I mean, that's exactly the way I put it. I mean, a fishing adventure is truly, it's about everything that comes with it.
Yep.
You know, it truly is. Hey, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Hey, we got one of our friends on the line.
Really?
Yeah, Mr. Bart Hall. Good
morning.
Hey,
there he is.
Good morning, Corey and Doug.
Well,
what a wonderful show this morning, huh?
Hey,
yeah, we're just having fun here.
having a great time. What are you doing this morning, Bart?
I'm listening to you and wishing I was down there. My goodness.
Yeah,
It's a gorgeous morning here overlooking the fleet.
Hey, overlooking the fleet that's out fishing, actually. We're
I
looking
know.
At, we're looking
we're looking at empty
slips.
Well, in a few minutes, I'm going to go to the mailbox, and I'm going to look for that invitation that Corey's sending me to go calico bass fishing with him. I know.
Nice.
I know it. We need to do it, Bart. Absolutely. This is probably the calico fishing this year and last year too is probably some of the best. You know, when we get those El Nino years that we had for like 5 years, and the kelp deteriorates and it semi disappears, and last year started coming back, and this year it looks beautiful, and it is really. The couple times I've been out, Bart, it red tide behind us and blue skies ahead. It has been very, very good fishing. Like, as Doug mentioned, very good, and that's no joke.
Well, you know, I grew up freshwater bass fishing, so I love the transition into the saltwater, and it's a lot of fun, I think. For me, these days, pulling on big fish, I'd rather take pictures. I'm like Jack Nelson, you know. I'll just watch you guys pull on the big fish and take the picture.
Or better yet, Bart, let them pull on the big fish and we'll enjoy it as the poke.
Absolutely. God, I love poke. Holy moly.
That's my style right there.
I'm going up with Adventures in Camping here in about a couple of weeks to use their services. That's a wonderful thing, one of your sponsors.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you done that, Doug?
I haven't done it. What size trailers do they offer?
Well, they got everything from 14-footers up to 30-footers.
So you're getting the 14-footer?
Well, actually, I think we are getting a small one. It's just Jenny and I.
Oh, there you go.
But we're going with my family, so they'll get the big ones. And what they do is they'll put them in a circle for you. We went to Crowley one time, and they put a campfire out in front and three trailers hooked up around, and you just sit there. It's fantastic. And you know, when you're done, you close the door and say, thank you very much, and drive home, you know.
That's incredible, Bart. Yeah, we had Ryan Dorr from Adventures in Camping on earlier and explaining the whole thing to us, but you know, that sounds like so much fun to just show up and have it all set up, even the campfire ready to light and the whole thing, and literally done, you shut the door and you walk away.
It's the cost of a hotel room.
That's crazy.
And that's the worst part of any camping. You've had this great trip, and then you've got to clean everything up and take it home and put all the stuff away, and you're exhausted. You know, just like you say, just enjoy the trip and drive away. It's like getting on a long-range boat.
Well, tell you what, after that Sierra trip, we'll see what we can do about getting out calico fishing, Bart, because it's one of the best years we've had in a long, long time. And that's up and down the coast from below us all the way up to Santa Barbara. It's been very, very, very good calico fishing.
Well, it's just wonderful hearing you guys talk about people actually catching fish and going out. It's been a very nice morning, and I just wanted to put my 2 cents in. One other thing, though.
Yes.
To echo Dave Hansen, I don't want to get negative either, but that AB 30-30 is really a bad thing, and it's hard to get fishermen motivated in California. But, Corey, it's about 11% of the coast that they close, but they close almost 40% of the fishable waters.
Oh,
they, right.
On the 11%, they chose all the spots where we catch fish. Now, when they get to do that with 30%, there's not going to be any place left to fish for the fleet.
Well, just imagine Point Loma and La Jolla shut down. What would that do to us?
Well, it will be. Yeah. So it's a big deal. I don't want to dwell on it. It's so much fun to go out fishing, but we need to be thinking about it as we move forward. And CCA is taking care of it. We need to support them, make sure they can stay in business and keep going.
Well, support CCA and Wayne and the whole crew runs it, but staying tuned in and just being aware of what's going on, like Dave brought it to our attention and you're bringing it to our attention, Bart. I mean, that's AB 3030. We have to stay on top of it. And we appreciate you calling this morning, Bart.
Great show, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks,
all right.
Bart.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with more from Doug Kern and your calls when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup radio network and app.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Rock Cod Rick here for Adventuring Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventuring Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote and your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground, Adventures in Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure in Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup radio network and app. And we're having a fun time in studio with Doug Kern, Captain Doug Kern, I guess we could call you.
No.
Yeah, why not? Come on.
I'm not a captain. I work with and around some of literally the top captains in the world.
There you go.
And I will never accept that title because these guys are so exceptional. And
are the true captains
of the
fleet.
I'm not anywhere in that ballpark at all.
Captain your own vessel. How about that?
Yeah.
But you want to give us a shout? The phone number today, 833-288-0973. Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle giving away a $50 gift card. I mean, I think I'd put that down toward a Tranks like right now.
I know.
Like, hello.
The previous caller would get his Tranks 300.
Exactly. I know it. I like that. Hey, let's jump into the lines like we were talking about, Doug. They are full. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck calling from Dana Point. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. We'll finally get my turn today. Go rip some bass.
Nice. Dana Point, one of my favorite places.
Oh, man, they're all ready to go. The count's hitting the numbers now, so
I
can't
wait.
Yeah, you know, I just let everybody know everybody's getting back into full swing. And you guys have missed so much business. Remember the local tackle shops, you know, between Doug and through Dana Point, we got Hogan's and all these guys, Longfin. They need your business. And then when you're out there, tip the guys because there's only half of us on board. So remember, we got to cover the cost of these guys. They've been out of work and they're there for us. So, you know, we've both been waiting. So just remember the crew
and
buy a hamburger. You know?
And you're hitting
buy two hamburgers.
Exactly. I mean, Chuck, you're hitting things on the head. Like the independently owned shops, like you mentioned. I mean, not only Fisherman's Landing Tackle with Mr. Doug Kern, but the Hogan's, if you're up in that area, they're independently owned, a family-owned Hogan's Tackle.
Yeah.
And the Longfin, you know, Tom and Eric, they're run and absolutely – I've been up there a couple times in the last month, and they're just the best people in the world, like Doug Kern here. And they're locally owned, independently owned, and support your local shop, like you're saying.
Great.
Yeah, well, that's right, real guys, nice of you. Thank you, and couldn't agree more. Those boats those crew members, you know, they didn't work for a while, so they could use your help.
That's true.
Right on,
Chuck?
Buddy. Thank you for the show. You did
absolutely
a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Chuck.
You joining us today. And with Chuck hanging up there, it does open a line at 833-288-0973. We're going to talk to Bruce. Bruce from Lemon Grove. Thanks for joining us this morning, Bruce.
Hey, great show as usual, guys. Yeah, we were out banging on the calicles yesterday.
Nice.
So the swell came up a little bit. It got a little bit in the afternoon. But, you know, Doug, you talked earlier about the white sea bass being in there. We've caught a lot of incidentals inside there, a lot of smaller ones, but it seems like more and more this year than last year.
I kind of agree with that. You know, the last, like, crazy stellar white sea bass fishing that we had along the coast was that, you know, when the squid nests during the Great Recession in the years where we didn't have offshore fishing and we had a lot of squid, you know, the water was just kind of funky and it was good for the squid deal. But I'm hearing more this year than I have in a while, and all the way from the Mexican border all the way on up and then out to Catalina, it just seems like that, you know, right now is kind of a good time to either accidentally or by targeting to get yourself a white sea bass. And it's nice to see mixed sizes because it just means that the population of sea bass is healthy. You get, you know, the juveniles and the tankers and everything in between. So, you know, that's the thing about saltwater fishing is, you know, you can be fishing for a 2-pound calico and end up with a 50-pound white sea bass or a yellowtail or a big halibut. I mean, we have stuff that is really cool that you're not necessarily targeting that you might catch anyway.
Right in our backyard. I mean, I go down with Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing and Fish Cedros and that whole arena.
Sure.
And, I mean, so many darn 4 to 6 pound calico bass and the yellows and the barracuda and the life that's down there.
Yes.
But we have some amazing fishing right here. Whether you're Dana Point, 3 miles from the harbor, or you're in Long Beach, 3 miles from the harbor. Like Benny, I don't know if you heard Ben Florentino's fish report from a couple weeks ago, but Doug, he had wolf packs.
Yep.
He had a wolf pack of 10-pounders.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they had some jumbo fish.
Well, and you know calico's better than just about anybody, but tell me if I'm right. I mean, this is the time where these things are going to spawn, and we're going to have a good shot at catching a lot of those 4 to 6 pounders with an occasional jumbo
good
in there.
Ones. And so if you look at the calendar and you look at the typically toward the longest day of the year, the photo period's at its longest, is typically the spawn happens right around then.
And that's next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
So The other variables would be water temperature.
Yep.
And would be water conditions.
Yes.
And we've got it.
Yeah, we have bait, we have current. We're in that sweet spot of this, you know, summer solstice coming. So I just know there's going to be some of those, even on the half-day boats, you know, 5-6 pounders. And, you know, guys are smart enough now to release all those jumbo ones and take home those good-eaten, you know,
absolutely,
14 to 16 inches.
I know. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, Bruce, it gets me fired up. How about you?
Oh, for sure. There was only one thing comment for you on the end of the day was weedless, period.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
I know. Bring it on. I'm ready. That and like we're talking about the lush kelp and all that happening, it's for a private boater, it's the best thing going.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's getting me fired up. Hey, Bruce, thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Hookup. And, hey, if you want to come up and join us, our first San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast is Saturday, June 20th. At Encinitas Ford, your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the Searcher, limited load, 8-day trip in November. The Searcher's celebrating their 50th anniversary, man. That's cool. They got the banner hanging with the K Polaris on it.
I just love that.
Yep.
Absolutely love that.
And this trip is in prime time for Guadalupe, the Ridge, and more. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO and Hydrus foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, and Maui Jim sunglasses. There will be a lot of giveaways, too, just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. See you Saturday. That's next weekend. Next Saturday at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. Another thing is Don and Heidi are going to be there from Anza Knives, showcasing their knives, and they'll actually be there selling some of their knives, so you can check them out. And it'd be kind of cool to meet Don and Heidi from Anza Knives, a local.
That'd be awesome.
Right? Over
yeah.
30 years of experience.
Yep.
And meeting the guy that's selling them. So come up and join us at Encinitas Ford next Saturday. It'll be Pete and myself and Rosie from Cedros Fishing. So
nice.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, speaking of the Searcher, we've got Mr. Art Taylor on the line. Good morning, Art.
Hey, Corey, Doug, good morning. How are you
good
guys?
Good morning.
Morning, Art. How are you?
Oh, we're doing okay. We got back yesterday from a day and a half trip. We had 15 of those quality bluefin tuna, the biggest 137 pounds. All the fish were caught on sinker rigs, 10, 12 ounces, and getting deep down there to 240 feet. And so there's a chance at a quality bluefin, not very far from home. We're only 50 miles, and so lots of fishing time. We actually fished before daylight all day long, and then for an hour and a half after dark there, we caught a couple fish on flatfalls after the sun went down. So lots of time at the rail. We have the Searcher scheduled for day and a half trips. We got a trip scheduled for Tuesday, fishing Wednesday, Thursday, fishing Friday, and leaving Saturday and fishing Sunday, Father's Day. So it's a great opportunity to come on a short trip on the Searcher, and all the food and permits are included, and we're trying to get back out there. I think it's going to be light loads, it's a great opportunity to get out there for a quality bluefin tuna.
This really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to fish these nice long-range boats, staterooms, great meals, you know, long-range-style crews, and basically have a day that you might have at Alejos Rocks or Guadalupe right here off our coast.
Within 80...
Yeah.
Miles of our coast right here, Art. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, that's a great day. 15 quality tuna like that. And I was going to ask you, Art, were they getting hooked up maybe on a little heavier line with that deep sinker rig, or would you still have to go, you know, in that 40-50 range?
Norm Fujimoto came with us from Iser Line, and the first fish of the day was a 75-pounder on a 10-ounce sinker rig and 80-pound.
There you go. That's
wow.
Kind of what I suspected. So that,
yeah,
you know,
with the right gear. I mean, two-speed with a 100-pound braid and 80-pound mono with 80-pound fluorocarbon and a big hook and nose hook of sardine and send it down there. And So, yeah, they're not line shy, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. I know in the beginning it was a little more line shy and, you know, surface or maybe a 4-ounce weight. But, yeah, if you can hook those things on the right gear, you got them.
And to be getting the flat fall 9x2,
yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah.
that's good
yeah.
times right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So they can book right through fishermanslanding.com, book online, or call Fisherman's Landing there, 221-8500, and talk to anybody there and ask for a day-and-a-half trip on the searcher. And it's a great opportunity to go on the searcher with a light load, and we're trying to get out. So
awesome. Well, great,
thanks
great
for your
catch.
Time.
Great yeah. catch there. That was a good trip.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate the report, Art, and we'll hear from you next week, hopefully with another awesome report, okay?
All right, Corey, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you, Art. Absolutely. Sounds great. Thank you, thank you. Hey, the lines are packed. Let's jump back into it and talk to Brian. Brian Cohn from Wildemar. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Morning.
Okay. A roundtable question, and Doug, after you say no, you don't have it. Corey, the question goes to you. a flat fall, the theater of the mind, enjoy this with me. Flat fall, 250 gram, 500 gram, whatever, your most popular. Is there a, I'll say, tube-like plastic to where I can insert my flat fall and give it some extra little flutter? And if not, Corey, can you make one?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. I know that Shimano designed those flat fall jigs
yes.
to create a flutter. It's the way they have the angles and the sharp edges that is meant to catch the water and shoot from left to right and create a flutter.
Yep. I wouldn't mess at all with them. I would definitely modify the hooks, put a heavy 200-pound fluorocarbon leader on the big ones like that, but... interesting that you say that. We had a guy come in yesterday. He bought a glow-in-the-dark Kalen, one of those big 8-inch curly-tail grubs.
Like the rockfish Alaskan
that they use
grubs.
For Alaska lingcod and halibut.
Yeah.
And he put a 6-ounce lead head in it, and he said, I guarantee you a bluefin's going to bite this. And they probably would, but...
But the thing with the flat fall is you're getting down to the zone like
you are.
Right now.
Yeah, and the action that you're getting as it goes through, you know, if they're at 240 feet and you get down there and it flutters through that zone, it's more than just putting something in front of them. It does have an action. We are using glow-in-the-dark so that, for whatever reason, they respond better to the glow-in-the-dark. We don't know if they see it different. They must, but...
like
know.
Art said, they had nighttime fish. I
yes.
mean, this is like, Brian, you're bringing up the
yep.
perfect situation question at the right point in time.
Yep. But I think the flat fall has evolved into one of the most effective jigs. And, you know, for Corey to come up with, you know, 10 prototypes of a plastic that might work, why not just use what's working?
Use the real deal. And the thing with that, too, Brian, is those are at a weight. And the captain might say, hey, you know, I'm getting meter marks at 40 fathom or 20 fathom.
Yeah.
And you can actually, a lot of the guys will mark their line
yep.
at certain, you know, every 10 fathoms, every 60 feet, you can mark your line so that you know how deep you're going. And, hey, those kind of tips right there is exactly what's going to get you bit.
Yep, that's right.
Don't change the program. I might go in and talk to Brandon in the evening or something at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and... maybe there's a different rigging or something. Show him what you have rigged, and maybe he can add to it or take away or just give you a mental help in your program, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate you calling this morning, Brian. Let's talk to Mark. Mark Cohn from Santee. Welcome to the show this morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm sorry. let me stop. Corey, I just want to thank you for giving me that tip. On the lead heads to the swim baits with the super
yes.
glue.
Yes.
It works like a charm, man.
Absolutely. Hey, what other manufacturer is going to tell you to
get
a longevity out of the product, right? But it definitely helps,
yeah.
man. When it doesn't matter if you're using a slug on a lead head or a swim bait or whatever it is, and doesn't matter whose brand it is, that is going to help you tremendously.
Yeah, you put a little super glue and the tail will not separate from the lead head, and you'll catch way more fish. Once they pull that tail down, it rips the tail, and you're so for the rest of that cast, you're not fishing. Then you have to take the time to put on another tail, and you're going through tails faster. It's the only way to fly.
It is, absolutely. Hey, Mark, appreciate you joining us. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to find out who's won that $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing when we come back with Mr. Doug Kern on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, we've had a fun 2 hours. Incredible how fast it goes by, Doug, but we do have one winner that won the $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. That's Roy in San Diego.
Awesome.
And if he is anything like me, he's going to be going in and putting that down on a trance like right
yep.
now. Yeah. But it's been a great time, Doug, truly, and it goes by so fast.
Well, it never ceases to amaze me. It is truly the fastest 2 hours on radio. We come in here, we're overlooking the fleet, the sun is shining, all the flags are flying, it's a gorgeous day, the fish are biting. This truly is such a great radio show, and we thank you and Rick and Pete for being there every weekend for us, and I always look forward to my days coming in here. And
There's a reason, Doug, why it's Southern California's sport fishing voice.
Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
Is.
And so we hope to see everybody down at the landing, book a trip, come into the tackle store, come down and if things are open, take a walk and get something to eat at one of the three nice restaurants along the dock here, Point Loma Seafoods, Mitch's, and Pizza Nova, and just enjoy the view of the boats and watch some fish come in. And when you get a chance, get out there and go fishing.
Hey, whether it's on the full day on the Liberty or
yep.
golfing half-day calico bass right now,
yes.
or it's jumping on an overnight or a day-and-a-half trip, the fishing is...
Or those trips that Art was talking about on the Searcher. I
know.
What a chance of a lifetime to get on a true, such a nice long-range boat. That's been one of the staple boats in the fleet, well, for 50 years, and... it'll just give you a chance to experience, if you haven't, what a long-range boat feel is. And, maybe maybe you'll want to book a longer trip after doing that when you realize, you know, what a great experience it is.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're listening to this show and you haven't dove deep into it at all, you
right?
can jump on with Jason on the Dolphin and just
yes.
have a great time. And he's only carrying 30 or 35 passengers.
Yep, 35 people
so
going down catching, you know, whatever's on the coast. I mean, you might accidentally hook into one of those nice sea bass.
And it's about the adventure, like you're saying.
Yep.
You could take a kid out and have a great time and enjoy the ocean. And
perfect place to take a kid fishing. They want to go in there and eat something every 5 or 10 minutes, and a candy bar and a cheeseburger, and
right?
then they catch their fish, and then they feed the sardines up to the birds. I mean,
that's a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
And we appreciate you coming in from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Fisherman's Landing. And, hey, next week, come join us. Encinitas Ford. We're going to do our first live broadcast with Rosie Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing. I can't wait for that one. It'll be
a
lot of fun. And that's Saturday. And next Sunday, Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine Parker Boats. And, hey, we appreciate you joining us. We'll see you next week on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.